Parshas Vayakhel. We have here one of the inyanim that we have here, the summation again of Melechus HaMishkan. One of the inyanim over here that's Muvlat is Bezalel's Maimed. It says, Vayim Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kara Hashem Hashem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Chur Lamat Yehuda. It gives us whole Yichis. Vayim Malo Yisrael Ruach Elikim Bechochma Besvuna Bedaas Bechol Malacha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave him Chochma and Tvuna and Das. The Pashta Pshat over here is that you need all of these in Yanim for building Migdash. Until now, most of the time, we spoke about Chacham Lev, Chochma Slev, and so on. Over here we have spelled out the three elements of Chochma needed, Chochma and Tvuna and Das. Uvchol Malacha. So, L'chura, the Chochma, Tvun and Das is not necessary so much for the craftsmanship. It says the B'chol Malacha, and V'lachshav Machshavos, Lasas B'Zavikas Nechoshes. So Rishonim say, and we saw, that it needed to have a type of kavanis, b'shas, that you're doing it. You needed to understand what you're doing in order for the Inyanim of the Mishkan to be chal, in order for Hashras Hashchina to be chal. But there's a specific period over here of these three Inyanim, of Chochma, Tvun, and Das, and I'd like to try to understand a little bit about the these three Inyanim, the Chochma, the Tvun, and the Das, that were needed to build the Mishkan. Another Inyan that comes along with the Chochma over here is the Chazal that says Bezalel, it says Bezel Kele Yisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel had an argument about how to what is it, they should have the Kelim first or the Mishkan first. Moshe Rabbeinu's Seder Advarim was the Kelim first and the Mishkan. Bezalel said it doesn't make any sense, and he said Bezel Kele Yisa, that you're right, Bezel Kele Yisa. So the Goyen says that obviously it wasn't that he was on higher darga, but there was a certain element, or Bezalel was right in a certain way. The Goyen gives a mashal, and we'll try to understand the mashal he gives, Lefir Kena. The Goyen gives a mashal about when you stamp something with a seal. So, for instance, when you have a piece of wax and you press a seal into it, the impression will be the opposite of what came from the top. So if I see a mold with a carved out element that's the opposite of the ring, the exact opposite, I know that that's right. So too, he said, Bezalel understood it in the way it was supposed to be chal here, and that's why he was right. So Moshe was right in one way, he was right another way, and so on. That's more or less what the Gaon says. I want to try to understand a little bit where that takes us to. In other words, the mashal is a nice mashal where you see something is the opposite when you stamp a stamp that has bleitus, that has protrusions, you will get it in reverse, you'll get it as impressions or depressions. So I'd like to understand what exactly is the nimshal over here. Chazal give us another knetch in the godless of Bezalel. Dava acha ru'u kara Hashem b'shem ha'udich siv hine anoichi barasi charash. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the smith, the Bezalel. Neifeach be'esh pechom, who knows how to blow on coals and bring out the fire. Chotu Yisrael be'esh, karsos chotu be'esh, shenem v'ashlichev be'esh ve'etz egel azeh. They threw it into the esh and the eagle came out. Bo Bezalel v'ripes amaka. So, and then Chazal, the Hemshel of Chazal is that if you look at the doctor and you say, wow, he's a great doctor, he knows how to heal the Makkah, he says, go be mishabeach my Rebbe who taught me, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach kula moim betalm chachmos et tfanas as HaMishkan, and he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I just want to create him. But Chazal over here, when they speak on Lech Barosi Cheresh, Choresh, ze Bezalel, and they speak about the smith of Bezalel, Nofech Beish Pechom, the Chachma that Chazal are delineating over here is not the Chachma that he knew how to build things and so on. It's Nofech Beish Pechom means he's blowing a fire out of charcoal. Pacham is something that already had burnt once, and you use it as coals the second time, as charcoal. So it says, Chotu Yisrael Be'esh, V'Betzal V'Ripas Amaka. So there's an oimik over here in Betzalo that he's Ki'ilu Mirape Mida Keneged Mida, let's call it. He's Ki'ilu being Yered into the Eish that was the Avera and taking out from it the Eish of the Tikkun. The age of that would rectify situation. So what exactly is that mile over here? I mean, it's coming out of left field. Bezalel is somebody who knows how to design Beis HaMikdash, and he does wonderful things, and he has kavanis, and very, very nice things. But the Nefech Beis Pechom, Chazal Madgish, that in as much as the Pasuk, in so much as the Pasuk is being meshabeach da noichi barasi chorash, it's going on this specifically. It's not, you don't find any place else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are many heroes quote in the Torah, and each one does his own thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created everyone that we know. The one place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be kara shem b'shem, so that we understand that this is a rabbi and not Talmidei is over here. So what it means is that everything anybody does all goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the means, the opportunity. There's no need that every time somebody does something good in the Torah, there should be a little postscript, and by the way, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't need it. But over here, it's something that's struck at a midah that is such a deep midah that this exactly requires us to reconfirm the fact that this has come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more nekuda about Bezalel. The Meshech Chachma points out something interesting. Meshech Chachma says he's medayik something in the Pasuk. He notes something in the Pasuk. He explains it in a certain way, and I'll try to see if we can get another knach in that. The Pasuk, he says, Ruka Hashem Hashem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Chur L'mata Yehuda. So the fact that it's Mitzayachis, Bezalel Ben Uri identifies the person. You identify people by their name and their father's name. Ben Chur L'mata Yehuda means that there's a chshivas to that yichis. So the Meshech Chachma says that Yehuda was the one to jump into the Yam. Yehuda is the Bala Mesiris Nefesh. Chur was the one who was killed for the eagle. Chazal say that he tried to stop them and they killed him. So since both of them had Mesiris Nefesh, so the Me'er Simcha adds, he says that since Mesiris Nefesh requires a certain abdication of Seichel and Das, and famous the Sfarim write that the people who philosophized weren't Maisa Nefesh in Spain. In other words, Seichel always screams no, and B'meila you need to abdicate the Seichel, and that's when you do Mesiris Nefesh. So the schar for that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an extra dose of Seichel. So Rabbi Simcha's Madge, he points out that the Pasuk is listing the Yichis of the Baal Mesiris Nefesh, and B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding him with Chochma Tfuna Das. I would like to bring out something else with that Hadgasha, especially in light of the fact that Chazal tell us that the Neufeach Be'esh Pechom, that the Maila of Bezalel was that from the same fire that they drew out the eagle, he he was able to draw out the Mishkan. So it stands to reason that whatever Koyach HaNefesh of Chur in the Mesiris Nefesh against the eagle, that's, and same with Yehuda's Mesiris Nefesh and going to the Yam, the same Inyan, the same Inyan displays itself in the Chachma and the Das, and it's not just, Rabbi Simcha just says it's a meeting, it means that you're willing to go up Seichel, because Baruch Hu gives an extra dose of Seichel. I'd like to try to understand perhaps a deeper connection in how was Mamish Mida connected Mida. It was a gilui of the same Mida. That's what I would like to try to understand. So let's take a look at a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us that it speaks about the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in being Megala the world, in establishing the world. So it says like this, supposing Mishnah Gimel, the test. Hashem b'chachma yasir aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used chachma to be miyasid the aretz. Koinin shamayim b'tvuna. And he established shamayim with tvuna. The difference in yasir aretz and koinin shamayim, yasir is the rock bed that it sits on. Koinin shamayim b'tvuna means koinin is a base. When you have something uplifted, when you build something on the ground, you look for bedrock, and that's the Chachmas Aretz. When you have something standing on something, you want the base to be firm. So Shemayim sort of stands on Aretz, so to speak. It stands above it. It needs poles. It needs columns to hold it up. So Kainah Shemayim B'Svuna. Then there's a second pasuk. B'daitoy t'hoimoyis nifko u'shokim yafaital. Bedatoi, with the mid of das, to homos anifkou, the ground opens up, and the tahoim is split open, or shchokim yerafutol, and the shamayim is sends down tau. Those are the two psukim. They are obviously touching about the very foundations of these chachmas in the Bria. Hashem is chachma svuna b'dato. But the psukim are arranged in a very fascinating way. Chachmas aretz, kainashayim b'svuna. That's one pasuk. If we were working the psukim, we would have put das also. It's like three pieces. Hashem chachma b'svuna b'das. B'daitoi. Tahoimis nefko shchokim yafutal is das crosses both, and das has a tahoimis nefko and a shchokim yafutal. The Goyin says over here that das is a mida that applies to both chachma and tvuna. Chachma and tvuna are distinct midas, and das crosses the two. Das bridges the two. And das affects both the aretz and the shemayim. He says there's two. There's geshem and tal. Geshem, he says, the gemara says besem comes from the aretz. Even though we say merid agoshem, but Chazal say it's aid. The pasuk says aid yale min haaretz. So the tal itself is perceived as coming from a shemayim. Geshem and mota is perceived as originating from the earth, and the two hashpos on the world come from Aretz and Shemayim through the Koyach HaDas. That's how the Goyen learns up the Pasuk. I want to try to understand a little bit, understanding what the mohus of this Das is, and where it comes in to the building of the Mishkan and so on. First, let's understand the Chachma itself. When we're talking about Chachma and all these inyanim, we're obviously talking about perceiving it as something which is Maisei Hashem. We're not looking at the mechanics of something that's not really significant in Torah terms. We're looking at trying to understand it in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, there's one world that's misgala to us in Aretz. In other words, anything that's nature, anything that exists and is physically accessible to us, there's a gili of chachma in that. And the kulam b'chachma sisa, that's something which is it's our first contact with Ma'is Hashem. So the first contact with Ma'is Hashem is the chachma that lies in front of us on the ground. Every item and every element is governed by laws. Those laws have complex relationships, and that's one world of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through what meets the eye on sight of the Bria. There's a second darga, and that's Sumar Menechem. Shemayim is something which is that which is beyond us, above us. I've heard it said many times, the word Shemayim is the word Shem. It is those items that are beyond us, and the world of Ruchnius that was Mizgala to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down in Hashem Vayered Alahar. He brought all his Malachim with him, and he gave us the Torah. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a second Gilui, and that Gilui is the world of Shemayim. The Inyonim Ruchniyim that are a Bria, and it includes everything that is beyond us, really. Toiv and Ra. Toiv and Ra is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala through Torah, and those are Yediyas that are beyond us. Physical things and what makes them tick is part of our Metzius. Toiv and Ra is a Metzius beyond us, and we the Heritage of Shemayim. And that's why it's a higher Daga of Chachma. So you have the Aretz was Noisad with Chachma, and the Shemayim is with Bina, with Tvuna. And that rests on top of the earth. Once we have a Guf, there's an Neshama in it. And that's why it's Yikoin. It rests on columns of the world that we have. Those are the first two giluyim that meet the eye. So we tell a person, one, look around you. Avraham Avinu made a very pashta cheshm. The God can't be the wind, it can't be the sun, it can't be the clouds, it can't be this. It has to be something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to us in Har Sinai and in lesser ways through Nevuah and so on, a world of Ruchnius. And on that we're told Sumarim and Echem, and Shemayim is the place, so to speak, for that world. But that means there are two separate worlds, that one God created two separate worlds. The emes is that that's not true at all. The emes, the entire metzias of Aretz, really has in itself the teichin of Shemayim. It has in itself a teichin of a leikus, that's what its purpose is. So whereas Shemayim stands out very sharply as a distinct entity, and an entity that's different than Aretz, when a person is Yered L'umkoy Shel Aretz, like the Mesil Sarim, when he says, if a person is really misplaying this world and asks himself, is this world a place that could possibly be the happiness and the tainuk for a person? The first glance is, yes, Aretz is great, it's a wonderful place, but there's something better. There's the Olam Haba. There's something greater, bigger, better. But on second thought, a person asks himself, what can be the content of this world? What could be the tachlis of this world? When the person cracks open this world, or Aretz, he sees Shemayim in it. A mashal. Chazal say, if the Torah wasn't Nitna, we could have learned Tzniyus from a Chatul, a Gezel from the Mola, and so on. It means that it's not the Pshat Torah is a different world, and we need to build it on top of this world, or we need to do something about it to supersede this world. Be'emes, the teichen of the Bria is not just the laws of physics and biology, but Gzela is built into the Bria, Tznius is built into the Bria, and so on. We've sort of been a Bechayit, it says, Ora Shalokim Stivra Torah Zois. That means if a person says, if his attitude towards mitzvahs is, you have to do them because you have to do them, but they don't benefit you in any way. They don't make you better in any way. That's Ora Shalokim Stivra Torah Zois. That's called being make a Torah Zois. We've spent it many times, we've spoken about it. The oimak of that is, if a person that has the mitzvah, the oilam of mitzvahs, as being separate and apart, then this world is not, then the pshat is, then he's being makhish, the mitzius amitis of Taira. Because ultimately, the teichen of this world is supposed to be something else. Moshama Adavadayma, let's say a kid's not well, and a parent says, we'll give you a medicine. He doesn't want to take a medicine. So the parent says, okay, so instead have a teaspoon or two of syrup. But Betzim, the syrup is only a vehicle for the medication. It's just the kid takes it as syrup. But Betzim, the medication is the content. To understand and to hear the Bria as having content, and that content is identical, whether it's Shemayim or Eretz, that's the Nekudas HaChochma Mitis of Torah and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shlomo HaMelech tells us, there are two histaklus. On the surface of histaklus, there are two worlds. There's a world of Eretz, and there's a world of Shemayim. And Chochma is what went into Eretz, and Tevuna went into Shemayim. But then there is a Chochma that transcends it, because it doesn't look on top, it looks inside. Mitzad, the vehicle, Eretz is one vehicle, and Shemayim is another vehicle. Mitzad, the Teichen Sheboy, Mitzad, what's in it, when the Daito is by Kea Tehoimus, so it, when the das cracks open the tahayim of the earth and the el yoinim, you get the same hashpo of geshem and tal. It's the same thing. It just is it coming from the oimik of shemayim? Is it coming from the oimik of eretz? But both of them are locked into the oimik rather than on the surface. That is the distinction. That's where das becomes mechaber both. Because when you look at the Nekuda Pnimis, there is no difference. So in the world of Hechetimtza, in the world of Levushim, there are many differences. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Geus Lovish, sometimes it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzorilat Chateshi, many, many, many Levushim HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on. He can be a Zokin, and he can be a Gibor, many Levushim. But mitzad the teichin, when a person is able to crack open and get to the teichin, the hainuhach. This is where das comes in vis-a-vis chachma and tvuna. The mishkan, we've seen the chazal that says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's building the mishkan, said, I don't understand how I could build it. Madach Shlomo HaMelech on the Beis HaMikdash, which is so much bigger, said Shemayim Shmeshon Aloichal Kelucha Afki Abayis Azeh. Certainly the Mishkan, which is so small, and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not the way you think. I think not only will I come down to Mishkan, but Amal Amal. I'll be mitzamtzem myself in Amatoich Amal. The Mishkan was the Mokum of Ashroas Shechina. if a person measures mokrim, mitzad the mokrim and what it contains, mitzad the shetach, mitzad the shitchi, then it contains something within a midah. And b'meila, if it contains something within a midah, it's limited. And there is no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be within a midah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in the world of Oimek, in Tahoim, Tahoim has no seif. And b'meila, when you open up a Pesach to the Tahoim, so just like a person, how much water, if a person has a shetach, he has a field, it's 100 feet by 100 feet. So how much water can be in that field? Well, 100 feet by 100 feet worth of water. That's how much water can pull up over there. But let's say the person drills a hole and he gets into the layer of water underground. So kifi our tfisa, it's endless. And because what he did was if he dug deeply enough, then he opened up the air, and there's no gvul to it. Moshe Rabbeinu's toes was, he looked at the Mishkan in terms of the Midas, in terms of the Shetach, in terms of the Aretz, or even the Shemayim. And on that, the Kasha was Shemayim, Shetach, Lachan, Kalucha, either. Shemayim doesn't have, can't contain you. So how could a bias as that contain you? Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. As long as you open up the nekuda, then in the dai to nifkuta hoimois, there is no difference between where you're coming from, and there's no difference how big the hole is. It's the same endless amount of water as long as you hit that place. That's the koyach of das nifkuta hoimois. But Saul was supposed to build the Mishkan, so the Mishkan has in itself Aretz, it's all materials, it's a chepzah shel mitzvah, zov and kesev and the choshes and telashani and agom and so on and so forth. You need to have the kavanis and understand what it is and who it is that you're trying to bring down over here. But b'sefer shel davar, it's not enough, the bias will not contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all the wood and all the silver and all the gold won't contain who it is that I'm bringing in. The only thing that can bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in is when the mid of Das was Bekeya, a Pesach, and the mail it becomes a trapdoor where Bleak Vul can come. Just like the oil by Elisha, how much oil was in the bottle? As much as you drew from it. There was no gvulist it because the oil was coming someplace else. It was going through the bottle. The bottle was a pipeline. It wasn't this. So how much oil can I get out of the pipeline? It has nothing to do with the meat of the pipe. It has to do with how far deep has it gone, and what did it tap into? And if a person tapped into the elikus that's within everything, then it's the same bleak vul as outside it. Makes no difference. That was his midah. The midah of Bezalel in his vikuach with Moshe Rabbeinu, like we saw the mashal that the Goyen gives with a ring. There's a gevaldik oimek in that mashal. When a person has a signature ring on his finger with blitis, that the ring has pieces sticking out. So the teva dvarim is that the tip of the pyramid, the high point, is the high point. So let's assume that I have a seal with my malchus. So I have a little mound representing Mitzrayim, and myself and a chair are thrown in it, and Paro is sitting on top of the throne, and the crown on top of Paro's head. That's the little ring. When I stamp it into wax, into something else, the high point of the seal becomes the deep point of the signature of where it left its imprimatur. That's what comes out. So the imprint of it is goiva, height, is the head and the depth. The higher the piece was on the original, the deeper it's buried in where it left its stamp. And therefore, you look for it in the oimek, not for the goiva. So there wasn't a machlekes. That's what the guy says. The machlekes of Moshe and the tzal wasn't in ikar and tafel and the staklus, but the das of that was that knew how to be bekeh to haimais, that knew to understand where to find it inside. That's where Bezalel had this knage that Kadosh Baruch Hu granted him with. Let's go look at the two inyanim that we saw why it is like that. The furthest thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avodah Zarah. Dava Pashat, in its Tzarech Lifnim. If we're to find something that is the stark opposite, it's Avodah Zarah. The Chet HaEgel is the in a certain sense, even though there's a lot of terutzim understandings that it's not quite of a deserve, mitzat Klal Yisrael, this is the worst of the worst. The Chachma of Bezalel was that in the Pacham, in the same coal that the fire of a deserve burnt, buried deep is the fire of the Mishkan. That's an oimek that requires das of a nature to be by kea to haimis, that nothing else can be kea. In that same fire, over there deep, is the fire of the Mishkan of Ashur Sashchina. And that's the Hispa, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes credit for it, because only it's such an oimek that in the coal, it's pacham, it's the same coal, so ke'ilu, imagine, we know always enka tegen asanega, and that's pashat. You can't use you can't take the eagle and make it into a little decoration on the Beis HaMikdash. That's terrible. But in the pacham, in the coal that burnt that fire, there's going to be the fire that's going to create the Mishkan. That's going to create the Mokum Lashem. That was the Oymek of Bezalel's Chochma, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Barasi Chayosh. This is not something that a person can self. This goes to the ultimate Oymek, that all of Tachtoinim, the most Tachtish of Tachtoinim, is a Mokum Gneza for the Kodesh of the Kadoshim, literally. The Mesiras Nefesh that the Rebbe Meir Simcha speaks about, when a person is Mesiras Nefesh, the Baal HaTanya's, it's fascinating. The Baal HaTanya, when he sort of sketches out his boininess of people to be misboining in doing the right thing, one of his favorite hisboininess goes along these lines. Even the Kal Shabbakalim in Kal Yisrael, the Pachayit and Pashayah, is willing to be Moisa Nefesh and faced with the real decision to dial Kiddush Hashem or live B'Toyva Ben Imim like Goyim. He chooses right, and he's Moisa Nefesh. So in a time when it's not so difficult and so on and so forth, shouldn't a person want to do the right thing? That's the Baal HaTanya's general. It's one of his many. It, quite often, he uses that type of mahalach that of a person should contemplate. For us, on surface, it seems to be quite strange. I mean, of course, we're from, we want the right things, and God has for sure never given such a matter of it is. But you know, life has temptations, so on and so forth. It's an interesting way of being mizbeinim. But the oimek of what he's saying is, we're saying as follows. There's a person, every entity in the Bria has its core is to preserve itself, to keep itself, to hold itself. Every living being is about preserving itself, surviving. It is not possible for anything living to contemplate its non-existence. And the only way it's shayach that a person who's healthy would be Moisa Nefesh is that he was megala in himself that the guf that he has is only, that there's something deeper in him than the guf. Without that is galus. If the person wouldn't have that tfisa, then he could never be Moisa Nefesh. It would be psychologically impossible. It's only because the person that has an oimek in himself, that when you cracked open every last bone in the body and it's gone, he still is. And that's the oimek, that's the daitu nifkat tohaimus of Moisa Nefesh. And the Mela, if Bezalel came from a line of people that had das, there was boikea all the tohaimus, every layer of person, and every layer that wants to preserve itself, until he got to the most of a person that goes beyond himself. And that was Bezalel's kaiches. So the parasha of the Mishkan, the makom of Ashuras HaShchina, requires the ultimate, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell in Tachtonim Kaviyachol. Not the Chochma of Aretz can do it. There's nothing in the world that can be built nice enough, fine enough, good enough to accommodate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, those words don't mean anything. Shemayim is also not. Even as Shemayim Sheshma Elohich Al Kelucha, there's no way to pinpoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way in Shemayim either. But in the Amma Toich Amma of Mokum, if the Das is by Kea Tehoimus, to us the Ein Soif lies in Tehoim. The Mela, when you mechaber the two, when you understand the Lekus that's within the Tehoim of Arzius, that's where you tap into something like being Mishka. We're talking about the Mishkan, we're talking about here the high point of Klal Yisrael, but it's a type of tfisa and havana that defines for us what we're doing in yeshiva. The focal point of a yeshiva, it appears that a person needs to learn the halachas, he needs to be motivated to do the right things, and that's what he needs to do. What else is there, and why else is there to learn more? Yes, somebody wants to pass and shayles, let's not have pass and shayles. But our learning, however you'll define it, iyun, amel zatar is defined in terms of iyun, understanding better, deeper, whether it's in learning, whether it's in Yanim Avodas Hashem, the Sha'ifa is always for depth. And the question is, why? I mean, it's a mitzvah, but where are we going with it? What's the point of it? And the answer is because you will never find the true Shechina on the surface. A person hears something, makes a nice impression, likes it. Now what? The now what lies in the oimek. The person, the deeper a person gets into Torah, the more he's tapped into a likus in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks not from Shemayim, not from Eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks from the tehoimis that were nisbaku. The tehoim that a person broke open is where he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the only place that there's an Ein Soif lies within, not without. And that's why when a person cracks open Torah, and it's layer after layer after layer, kefi his progress. If a person cracks open his self, when a person introspects, and a person tries to understand himself, and as he progresses in Avodas Hashem, and as layers come, and he opens up layers of self, then there's always a greater gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neshama, Toiv, same thing, inside. And that's where it lies. The Ein Sof of it, everything else peters out. And everything else dries up. Because it's Gvuladik. And if it's Gvul, that's not where the Shekhinah is. The Shekhinah lies along the axis of the infinite. And since neither Shemayim nor Eretz are infinite, that's not where there's real Ashras HaShekhinah. In the Tehoim is where you have Ashras HaShekhinah, and B'day to Nifkat Tehoim is. So if we're to ask ourselves, what are we doing in Shiva? What are we trying to accomplish? Where are we going with learning? The answer is to learn, to drill inwards, downwards. When we understand something more clearly, better, deeper, then we're teifis a deeper nekuda of something like Shekhinah. So when we're looking around and asking ourselves to imitate, in other words, if Bezalel had the ultimate chachma, it says Bezalel knew how to be mitzaref the oisius shenivu shemayim v'aretz. I want to explain something. What does it mean the chachma being mitzaref oisius shenivu shemayim v'aretz? Let's say you give a child a toy or anything, an item, an object. He takes the object, he bangs with it, he pushes it, he pulls it. His tfisa of the object lies within the object itself. If you give him two objects, he pushes one against the other, pulls one against the other, or just disregards one and uses the other one. His tfisa is only as is. A person who has chachma says to himself, there's a whole bowl here of objects. There's something bigger that all these objects connect together to form. And so the wheels snap together with the axle, with the chassis, with the engine, and so on, and it's really a car. In other words, when I look at the pieces, the koyach being mitzaref oisius means that I can see not just the ois, but what's waiting to be drawn out by aligning the oisius properly. The koyaches of a person that will give him a mafteach in Torah, an avoida, that doesn't have limits in sustaining him, is the mafteach of das, of oimek. The chachma, it gives him a limited amount of information. Tvuna is great and huge, but there's a limit to it, and that's why it doesn't have the lasting effect. When a person learns to be bekeh to haimus with das, then shemayim and aretz are about the same. If his life, if he doesn't see a stira between his demands of religion, quote unquote, and the demands of life, quote unquote. But the demands of life are the demands of religion, and the demands of religion are the demands of life, then it works seamlessly. There's no necessity. The question is just, what am I supposed to do with this? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to use this? How am I supposed to deal with that? It's all one and the same. That's the opening up the haimus of the person gives him the ultimate koyach of being able to deher hashras hashim in this world, and frees him from the gvulis of just the amount of information he has, and opens up to him, be'etzem, an infinite amount of tapping into Shekhinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu.